Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Gobble, gobble.
That's right. We're so excited. If you're celebrating across the pond, then happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Because
yes. You don't have Thanksgiving.
And if you're in Canada, Thanksgiving's a little bit earlier.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, here in the U.S., it is Thanksgiving, and as always, we are thankful for Elvis Presley.
Always and every day.
And every day. And so last week, we were also thankful for Trisha Yearwood, who actually stopped by the King's Castle to light up Graceland for the holidays.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. She sang three songs.
She did.
And I know one of them is your favorite.
Well, there were lots of favorites of mine. She sang two Elvis Christmas classics, including Blue Christmas. But she also did something, a non-Elvis song that wasn't even her song. She did My Favorite Things, which is from The Sound of Music.
Yes.
And Elvis is one of her favorite things, hence the song that she sang. You can actually watch the ceremony if you weren't here in person or didn't catch it live. You can go to Graceland.com and find the live stream link on the website and watch the entire ceremony of Trisha speaking, lighting up Graceland with the kids by flipping the giant candy cane, her three-song performance, and her interview with Argo from SiriusXM Elvis Radio.
Yeah, that was in the house.
Well, they actually did one on stage as well, in addition to what they did on the air. So a lot of great content with Miss Trisha Yearwood, big Elvis fan. So thanks so much, Trisha. We know you occasionally listen to the podcast and SiriusXM Elvis Radio. So thanks so much for stopping by.
That's right. We've got another holiday coming up. It's an Elvis holiday. Elvis's birthday is January 8th, and you can come by to Graceland in Memphis to celebrate January 7th through the 10th. We've got tons of great events happening. The Elvis Presley birthday proclamation ceremony. The auction is always a big event. And the Graceland Insiders Reception, Fan Club President's Event, Club Elvis with your favorite Elvis radio DJ Argo. We've got some
special
guests
our favorite.
This year. Yeah, our guests this year are awesome. We've got June Wanica, who dated Elvis from 55 to 56, and Glenn Derringer, who actually performed with Elvis in 55.
Yes, he did. I believe on the Ed Sullivan Show, an organ player.
Dorsey
Brothers?
Yes.
Getting my Elvis facts straight.
That's the one time I'll have to.
Oh, no, no, no. There's a lot of Elvis knowledge out there to be had. So we hope to see you in January of 2016 to celebrate the King's birthday here at Graceland. And, of course, you know, right around the corner, we have the holidays, and of course, it's always a good time to put Elvis under the tree. So you can go to shop.graceland.com and get something for the Elvis fan in your life or yourself. But you know, I occasionally buy something for myself on Elvis's birthday. It's kind of like a birthday gift to myself of something Elvisy. Because it's always fun to do that. So go to shop.graceland.com for great deals for yourself or for the Elvis fan in your life, and always a lot of fun. Coming up, we also, you know, you always want to know about Elvis or Graceland. Now's your time to ask it. We're giving you, the fans, the opportunity to ask Graceland's Director of Archives, Angie Marquez, in questions that will be answered during the official Graceland Insiders Reception during the birthday celebration. Angie's going to answer questions with the help of artifacts from the Graceland Archives. So send us your questions. Go to facebook.com/ Elvis Presley's Graceland, or go to Twitter and Instagram and send us a message at Visit Graceland is our handle. And you can also use the hashtag AskArchives.
That's right. Don't forget that so we can find your questions. And we want to say a big thank you to everyone who donated to the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundations. The poinsettias are up, and they are so beautiful in the staircase of the mansion. And all of
our guests
come to see them.
They sure do.
Really, it really adds to the beautiful, the holiday feel you get when you tour the King's Castle here in Memphis. So you can go to Graceland.com and find out more about what the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation does. And it's still not too late to donate.
It is not. We are still getting checks daily here at Graceland. And, of course, your checks are very helpful to the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation. And it does look beautiful. We, you know, we've been up there a couple times.
Yes.
And, you know, the foyer is kind of one of those rooms that is sometimes overlooked. And visitors, you know, experience it, but they don't stop to take pictures. picture, but when the poinsettias are up and down the stairs, it is a must-see photo stop
it's
on the
beautiful.
Tour. Election season, as we know, you can't get away from talk about the candidates. We're not going to name anybody specifically, but it is right around the corner. Of course, as we've spoken before, Elvis is in the race, sort of.
Yes.
He's always been a bit of a fictitious write-in type candidate, and Elvis had many ties to the U.S. presidents, and Graceland.com writer Sheena Barnett explores in this month's blog all about Elvis and the presidents, and Elvis actually had... Did you know 5,000 write-ins during the 56th
cool?
election?
Yeah.
Insane. But, of course, you know, Elvis is our guy. And we're also giving away Elvis for President campaign kits direct from Graceland, featuring an Elvis for President bumper sticker, button, and magnet. So go to Graceland.com, register your vote, and be entered for the drawing.
That's right. That's what I want. I want the bumper sticker.
We already have the bumper sticker. Let's not lie. We have it all. We
yes.
work. So we actually had fun making those, didn't we?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I love it. But 40 years ago this month, actually, Elvis took off in his own custom private jet for the first time. The Lisa
Did
Marie.
He really?
Yeah, that was 40 years ago. And he nicknamed it the Flying Graceland, which we, of course, use that term endearingly now. So Elvis used Lisa Marie to go to concerts and family vacations, all in his famous style. And these days, plenty of celebrities have their own jets, but, you know, Elvis was the first one, and he kind of proved you could travel in style like this all the time. So that's another way that he kind of led the way. You can always go see the Lisa Marie when you come to tour here.
You can. It's one of my favorite stops because it really is just rock star lifestyle
rock
to have
star
your own
status.
Jet. So
and it's on the blog. We have got a new blog, so you can go there and learn more about it.
Yes, and also on the Graceland.com blog, we have the top 10 holiday gifts for Elvis fans. You can enter to win a pair of Elvis-inspired blue suede boots. So go to the website, and a little bit of a breaking news about a big sale at shop.graceland.com.
That's right. We love our sales at shop.graceland.com. And men's, women's, and children's clothing, 15% off. It started on November 24th and goes through Thursday, so you can avoid all the crowds and get your shopping done ahead of time so you can sit down for your meal on Thanksgiving and already know you've got that Elvis fan in your family taken care of. So go to shop.graceland.com. We've got everything from Aloha in Hawaii to the 68 Special to the Pink Cadillac, Heartbroke Hotel. So just go to shop.graceland.com and you can get Christmas taken care of.
Yes, and accomplish it all before Black Friday.
That's right. And then you'll be at ease.
Yes. And then you can just relax and decorate your house to the nines, just like Elvis did.
Yes.
Which, of course, Libby, you're relatively new here at Graceland. But you had a little bit of fun helping decorate Graceland for
oh
the holidays this year.
It was so much fun.
What did you wind up helping out with?
Oh, well, if you come in and you go to the dining room is on your left, and I kind of got to help out with that tree, which was a joy. It was so much fun. I love the big 50s lights. You know,
yes.
they're huge.
Yeah.
And I love it. So I got to help string those. And, you know, the tinsel was so cool. They mm-hmm. actually have a box of the original tinsel.
Yes.
It's mind-blowing. So it was so much fun.
Yes. Always a fun treat as an employee. To help out with decorating Graceland for the holidays. So be sure and come see us. If you don't make it during the holiday season, be sure and come and make your plans to be here during the big birthday celebration.
That's right.
I'm going to have a little bit of a tease here, a little bit of a Hollywood theme. That's
Ooh,
all we're going to say.
Yeah, so look out.
All right, saving the best for last. All right, that's it for this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.